"Pity," he said, and sighed and paused. "It is always the way of events in this life," he continued presently. "No sooner have you got settled in a pleasant resting place than a voice calls out to you to rise and move on, for the hour of repose is expired."
"Must I move on, sir?" I asked. "Must I leave Thornfield?"
"I believe you must, Jane. I'm sorry, Janet, but I believe indeed you must."
This was a blow, but I did not let it prostrate me.
"Well, sir, I shall be ready when the order to march comes."
"It has come now. I must give it tonight."
"Then you are going to be married, sir?"
"Exactly. Precisely. With your usual acuteness, you have hit the nail straight on the head.